talking with Bob Jacklin from LaValle Middleton Building Supply, and it's time for us to think about sheds. We have this conversation at least twice a year, but I think it's appropriate now.
We do, and we want to break the listening public up into two segments, and the first one is the ladies, and you have some extremely important tools and seasonal goods that need to be protected in the off season.
That's right.
Now that's the politically correct side. The politically incorrect side is we're talking to the guys. You need a place to put your stuff and your wife's stuff.
There you go.
It's that simple. I will tell you that right now in my shed, because we are split season, is my generator. Another generator that doesn't work, that is 70 years old.
Oh, my.
And no point in throwing that away.
If you can get somebody a hold of it.
The engine needs work, and a good friend of mine is going to work on the engine and keep the generator.
Any day now.
Yeah, but off-season, my lawn tractor stays in there. During the summer, the plow from my four-wheeler stays in there. So all of my wife's materials and important seasonal goods are in there also.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them interfering with my stuff, but that's where they are.
Well, the ideal storage solution is one where everything is neat and not in one another's way.
Exactly. And that's what happens when you turn a garage into a clutter farm.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. And, you know, we know that we're just about in June now.
Yeah.
And they say April showers brought May flowers, and that brings work for us. But if you remember June of last year, that was plenty of showers, too.
Oh, goodness, it was.
Yeah.
We can never predict that. So
one of the things you can't change is sunrise and sunset this time of year. Mm. The sun's rising earlier, setting later, and they're actually beautiful times at both ends of the day to be up and enjoying it outside.
And that's the thing, yeah.
Yeah. And again, we're right back to stuff, your off-season stuff.
Your lawn chairs, your table, your umbrella, yeah.
All kinds of things.
If you have a pool, you got even more stuff.
Yeah. And, of course, whoever comes up with a solution to the mouse situation.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's going to be a billionaire right there.
Build a better mousetrap, yeah.
Yeah. All of our locations, coming out of the winter, when we have slow times in the shop, which really doesn't occur so much anymore, but every store now has bulked up their sheds, what they have in stock. They want to show the different styles, because we have a bunch of different styles, and they're on the internet, www.lavalleys, don't forget the S, .com, and we also have a shed display set up with about, right now, I just drove by it, and there's probably 14 sheds there on the Claremont Road between Claremont and Newport.
That's a lot of sheds.
Yeah, and then what'll happen is someone will want a shed that one of the stores doesn't have, so we'll grab it out of there and put it on a flatbed shed trailer and bring it over to you.
Yeah.
I hate to say this because I'm going to sound like my parents and grandparents. You know, the older I get, the more attention I start to pay to the things that I have.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And you take care of those things.
Yeah, well, you don't want to waste anything.
Well, and that's the old Yankee way.
It is.
You know, when you realize how much money you're saving, you know, when shovels were $5 a piece, you really didn't care if you left the shovel in the salt for the winter. But when shovels are $40 a piece, you're probably going to take it out of the salt and rub some snow on it, clean the salt off of it, and then put it somewhere other than back in the bucket of salt.
Mm, that's true.
So I got to tell you that in the old days, we used to deliver sheds with a crane. We do not do that anymore, simply because the cranes are so much more valuable with the building boom the way it is.
Ah, yeah.
They're so much more valuable doing something else. But we can always find a solution to your problem. if your shed needs to go somewhere where a crane needs to put it or it needs to be assembled there, then we can figure that out.
That's good
and
to
we
know.
Have done so in the past several times. We've got some very unusual sites, and we just think outside the box and figure out how we're going to get it there.
That's the old Yankee ingenuity there.
Yeah. And you'll see if you go on the internet or if you go to a store, you'll see sheds and you say, no, do I have to take it exactly like that? No, you don't. You know, if you want two windows instead of one or no windows at all, you know, years ago, I'll use the example, I used to sell a lot of garage packages mm-hmm. when I was doing that. And I had several customers want no windows in their garage and no windows in the garage doors.
Sure. Okay.
And I said, now, why would you do that? It's absolutely pitch black inside.
Well, they probably found out the hard way.
Well, the first gentleman that bought one from me like that, he said he lived in Queechy, Vermont, and he had a 37 Packard.
Okay, that's impressive.
That he left, it was just the car they used in the summer at the summer home, and they left it in the garage. They don't want anybody to know what's in that garage.
Sure, that's understandable.
That makes all kinds of sense. When you can flick a switch and turn the lights on, maybe you don't need windows. But at any rate, short story, which I'm not famous for, but if you want to modify one of the sheds that you've seen, we can do that. One of the classic modifications is somebody wanted to store their motorcycle in a shed, so they wanted a 4-foot-wide door on each end. So they could ride it in and ride it out.
That sounds like fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So we actually have a shed now that's designed to do that.
A double ender. Wow, yeah. That's great.
And we got people using it for snowmobiles. We got people using it for riding lawn tractors. All kinds of things.
Could come in handy. Yeah.
Again, you know, you got to ask the question, do you want or what do you want and can we do it?
Mm-hmm.
So we always look ahead and we say, okay, two things you got to remember with sheds. Number one, you're responsible for the building permit. All of these sheds are movable, but many, many towns now have square footage maximums. And if it's above a certain square footage, you got to have a building permit for it. Mm-hmm. And that is the customer's responsibility. We can't get involved at that end. So you got to make sure that you are conforming to all legal requirements in your town. I guess that's the right way to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing to remember is that where there's a will, there's a way. Now, I don't know who first said that, but that was many moons ago.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandparents said it, so I know it's old.
If you can imagine it, it can probably be done.
Oh, that's great.
So let's figure out how to do it. And, of course, the last thing is, everybody, please stay safe out there.
Yep, that's the main thing. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.